Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Just Roll With It's playthrough of a couple of Drake's Court of Blades. Surely the last episode ended on such a memorable cliffhanger, there's absolutely no need for a recap. Yet the studio executives are standing over my shoulder telling me that one is essential anyway. As such, we left off last time with our mischievous mix of misfits, facing down a ghost who has been sent to retrieve a book stolen by the heir of the Lavelle House and given to the Skylarks. Not knowing how else to deal with it, the band had no choice but to turn to Samael, who decided to resort to some drastic measures. Now, just to see if those measures will work. So let's do a channel roll. What's my position and effect?
Risky? Ooh. Actually, no. Desperate, great. This feels like a last-ditch effort, and if you don't manage to make this happen, somebody's getting hurt. Everyone in the vicinity is getting hurt, actually.
I was going to say, ladies' favor, everyone gets injured.
Oh no, everyone getting hurt is part of the consequence. I'd have to think of a different ladies' favor.
There's going to be some low-level residual effects. No worries. It's just a little magic radiation. You'll be fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nobody can sleep in this room right now.
Remind me again. With stress, it's when I hit the last one that I stress out?
It's when you fill it up, yeah.
When I fill it up. I'm not doing Samael again.
So you take one less die. You're still wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already at a negative one. But I could
push myself and take a stress, and take an additional stress for the invocation.
Get a scandal. Get a scandal.
This would be my second scandal on Samael.
That feels really appropriate for Samael.
Samael,
two scandal speed run.
The definition of burn bright, burn fast.
Ride him like you stole him.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna push myself to do my invocation as well. So I get that bonus dice. And bonus die. Take two stress from that. And I think I'm gonna go for the invocation doesn't have anything really that helps me here. I'm gonna just push myself anyway for that extra die to balance it out. All right.
Wait. So you're only taking the two stress. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
With a six.
God damn!
Thank
take that. take that experience. You reach into the weave and you just rip open a hole in it. So the ghost turns its entire attention on you, about to throw a spell. You can feel the final crest of whatever magic it's building is about to go off, and you rip it open, and it flickers and vanishes, unable to
move. Right before it vanishes, I want to stand up outside of the circle I've made and just flip it off with a magical flame over my middle finger.
I mean, yeah, okay, you're allowed. there's a scream of anguish and disappointment and rage as it vanishes. And, Thea, you feel your ability of, the weave, the magic that you can reach out and touch and manipulate vanish from the area. All of you feel it. The flame above your finger flickers out. The spell that Zyra was casting slowly but surely flickers out, and her eyes widen. What have you done?
Go to the ghost.
This is temporary, right?
Should be gone by tomorrow. Never done that before.
I honestly don't know. I've never seen anything like that happen.
Well, I hope it goes away quickly, because I'd like to be able to use magic in my own room.
Yeah, and as a being of magic, Fia, you start feeling a little bit, not quite sick, but like untethered, a little bit like your dinner's not quite sitting right with you.
Yeah, I think she's like brings a hand to her head, and she's like, actually, Samael, do you know how far the range is on that?
Corey, about how long does it take me to walk before the magic comes back on?
Oh, with that six, I think it covers the whole wing of this house.
So I think I just hold up a finger just to be like, 1 second. And I walk off. And then like 10 minutes later, I walk back and I'm like, not that far.
Great.
So just the visiting guest noble part of the house.
I suppose I shouldn't complain. You did help.
Lorenzo gets himself to his feet. And
oh yeah, I think the whole time Samael has been checking on him.
Yeah, he gets to his feet. Well, if you're all right. Everybody's all right?
More or less.
Everyone appears fine, yes. Just a little uncomfortable. Good. And he looks at you, Thea. Fia. You could stay in my apartments for the evening. I could find somewhere else.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. Just in case, until... Well, I could get Enzo over here and he could start taking a look and seeing how long this will take to heal. But.
Well, I suppose I can't very well stay in the swing until it fades. So. That's very much appreciated.
Of course. Allow me. And he holds out an arm to you.
I'm just like almost a sideways glance towards Samael and Zyra and the maid, but then she takes it anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's too worried to think about whether or not he should be hiding stuff right now.
Yeah, fair. And I think Fia's a little too lightheaded and freaked out, and also is just like... The maid is a little bit more of a concern, but she's looking at Zyra, and Samael is like, you two are worse at hiding things than I am, so.
What are you talking about? Zyra's a whole several feet from Samael right now. Definitely not giving him looks at all.
Uh-huh.
Samael, meanwhile, is just like, are we done here? Is the ghost done with? Can I leave?
It seems to be. I appreciate your help, Samael. I don't think I was going to be able to hold that on my own. Ghosts are a little out of my depth.
Yeah, I'm sure you used to being out of your depth. Anyway, I'm going back to my
bed. Excuse you!
Stop that! You did very well, Fia. I'll make sure my mother hears about that.
Have my gratitude, Lady Zyra.
Course.
And I trust our other patient there is all right.
The maid sort of like was kind of trying to like slink in on herself because there's nobles all around her talking like and stuff she's probably not supposed to know, but she knows about anyway.
Nobles, yeah. And Samael.
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'll just and she gets to her feet like a little bit unsteadily. Holds like hand out to the wall. I'll just get on with my evening then. My chores. Thank you for your concern.
Sorry for the trouble.
You don't. I'll tell the cook exactly what happened. You don't. You should get put to bed and rest. And Zyra fusses over her a little bit until the maid agrees to take the evening off. you know, or the rest of the night off because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Lorenzo.
I think that as Zyra and Samael are leaving, Samael just like leans over to Zyra and is like, those screaming probably woke up your mom and dad, right? I should probably ask them about this magic thing that I did. Figure out how long it lasts.
You don't know. You did that and you have no idea. Samael, please.
Yeah, but you're pretty sure they're awake, right?
I'm sure Father's awake.
In that case, I will see you later. I'm going to go have a word with him.
Don't get murdered.
Yeah, I think as like Zyra and Samael are leaving, or like as we're kind of turning to go our separate ways, Yeah, just says to both of us, like, if you happen to see Vivi, make sure she's all right and let her know where to find me, I guess.
Of course.
I figure in about 5 or so minutes she'll find me and I'll just shout to her.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for both of you having to get up like this.
It's not your fault. I assume you didn't set the ghost to attack the house.
No, but it was looking for something in my room, so...
I think Samael pauses and is like, it wasn't that thing we retrieved from that job, was it?
What? What was it? What are you talking about?
The, whatever it was we got from the, oh god, I can't remember the name of that house.
Cindela has that, though.
The Lavelle house?
Samael got pulled away and sent a timeout and didn't know how that ended.
From the Corvettos, you mean, Peter?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I gave that to Cindela.
Cool, no worries.
It was something else we got that night.
Do you mind if I ask?
I suppose you may as well. You know about what happened to Fiore Lavelle, correct?
The heir to the Lavelle house, yes. They went to go contemplate the mysteries of the lady, didn't they?
That's the official story.
Are you saying there's an unofficial one?
Yes. The night of the Firelight Stride, we were sent to help Lord Fiore abscond from the city with their paramour.
Both Zyra and Lorenzo look at you, like, wide-eyed.
This was a job we were given. I feel like it's not that secret.
I mean, it was, but, you know, heir of the house can't know about such things, and Zyra's kept out of the loop for that shit, too.
Fair, but I feel like at this point where there's a ghost attacking the house, Fia is just like, okay. I give up. Before they left, Fiore gave me a gift.
A gift? What kind of gift?
The grimoire kind of gift.
What kind of grimoire? What exactly did they give you?
She will describe the book to Zyra.
Zyra's eyes widen with every word. The Lavelle Grimoire. The Lavelle Grimoire.
So it seems.
Fiore stole the Lavelle. Oh, good lord. Good lady.
I had it warded and glamoured and thought it was safe, but apparently the Lavelles want it back. Bad enough to send angry, magic-adept ghosts after us.
I just wanted on record this wasn't my fault.
You weren't there. No, it was not your fault. There's Although you did know I had the book.
I did?
Yeah. Yes, because you got mad that I wasn't sharing it with you.
I don't think Samael knew what it was.
You just knew I had a weird magic book I wasn't showing you.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the compendium of the Lavelle. You know the Lavelles are famed for their magic, yes?
Yes.
They're one of the most powerful magical families in, well, as in as much as there are magical families in the city, and that's the compendium of their knowledge. You have over 100 years worth of magic that they've passed down.
Gathered that much, yes.
And yes, I understand completely why they would want that back. I am surprised this is the first time we've been attacked.
Great.
Where is it now? And I think that's when we cut to Vivi. Where are you, Vivi?
That is a good question. Because I think my first instinct was just to get away.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably did not put a ton of thought into that. But I don't think I'm far from the house. Because
mm-hmm.
I think it was just take the book, run, go out the window, and then probably like duck back into the house at some point. So I'm probably like just moving through the servants' quarters and trying to be quick and quiet.
Mm-hmm. I think when you were outside, you noticed it's dark. There's nobody on the streets. It's very late. But there was one woman wearing slacks and a coat standing on a street corner within view of Fia's window, who saw you running by. I think nothing happened. You got away because that was the role that she did. But a note was made.
I will also make a note.
You didn't see her very well because it was dark, but dark, the chestnut hair piled up high, spectacles that flashed in the lamplight.
Okay. But yeah, I think mostly I'm just, in case the ghost was going to chase after me, I was going to plan on leading it on a merry chase and try mm-hmm. to lose it somewhere. And I think once I realize that it is not coming, I'm just going to find a place to kind of lay low until it feels safe to find Fifi.
All right. Nobody comes after you. You have the book. You make it back to the house. What do you do?
I probably check Thea's room first and find she's not there. I am a spy. So I guess I'd probably try to find some evidence of where she's gone. Maybe hunt down that maid, since that was the only person I saw there, since Zyra and Samael showed up after I had left.
Yeah, I think you find that maid easily enough. She's in the kitchens. Having a cup of tea to steady her nerves before she goes to bed, because she's been told by Lady Zyra herself to take the evening off, or to take the morning off, and even the higher-up servants of the house can't say no to that.
Sure.
So, yeah, you find her in the kitchens, staring into a mug of cooling tea.
Are you quite all right?
Oh,
sorry to startle you.
Miss Vivi. Yes, no, I'm fine. A little shaken, I think, but okay.
I am glad to hear that you were quite unconscious when I arrived on the scene.
The specter frightened me. The air near those things is quite cold, isn't it?
It is. But I see you have some tea, and hopefully your nerves are a bit more calm now.
Slowly, I'm getting there. Thank you for your concern.
I think because we don't have private apartments, except Fia, who gets special privileges on account of being a noble, I think Vivi probably, when she stays here, is somewhere in the servants' quarters with them. So there's probably like some familiarity between them, I would think.
Okay. Interesting.
Because, I mean, where else would she stay?
Yeah, that's fair. No, she still insists on calling you Miss. Always has. Always will, probably.
Sure.
Propriety must be observed.
And I don't think Vivi pushes on that too much, but I do think there's, like, a little bit of camaraderie there.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And I think she says, I will be heading back to bed soon, but if you want me to perhaps watch your back, I am happy to make sure that you are safe.
Oh, that would be very kind.
But first, I must see Lady Fia. Do you happen to know where she has gone? Her quarters are empty.
Eyes widen. Lips snap shut. Like, she know immediately that she knows, but just I cannot tell you.
I put my hand on her hand and I say, thank you.
There's confused look, but you know exactly where she is.
Yep. So I'll excuse myself and I will steal my way into Lorenzo's quarters, which I don't think I've done before.
Oh no. They're in the wing of the house where the family, the core family stays. Like, this house is you're the sixth rung on the ladder, but you know, you're still nobles and it's still an expansive house. So the floor where the Bastion family themselves stay, you find these expansive, beautiful apartments for the heir. Lorenzo is not there, notably, but Fia is.
He left already.
I mean, unless you want to have a conversation with him. He's not going to stay.
I didn't think he was going to stay. As much as Fia wants to, she wasn't going to ask him to stay long either.
It wouldn't be gentlemanly for him to stay in the same quarters as you without a companion or a chaperone of some kind. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to cast any aspersions on your reputation.
As is proper. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like she would have talked to him at least on their way up there.
Yeah. Do you want to have that scene real quick?
Sure.
Okay.
After we've left Zyra and Samael, I guess.
Yeah. Zyra and Samael go off. Peter, do you want to have that scene with Enzo?
It's really just Samael just being like, how long does this take?
Enzo is giving you older Italian man starting to bold a little bit in a dressing gown. He's at they're in their his and Sindela's apartment. Sindela's like not doing 100% very well. Since you know she was attacked and everything in the twist. So Enzo, comes to the door, is very shocked about what you're telling him, because he's never done anything like that either. And I think he tells you he's going to hit the books and figure it out in the morning.
I think Samuel's just like, cool, let Fia know, because it's her place where it happened. And he just gives Enzo a thumbs up.
What are you doing in the middle of the night?
I was dealing with a ghost that
she has summoned. You don't know any better banishments? I have taught you nothing?
I wanted to get it over with quickly.
I will read my library tomorrow. I will find something. Please try to stop to not rend the veil between worlds or the weave any further before morning.
Yeah, take it up with the people who summon ghosts without knowing how to deal with them.
Yeah, Enzo just waves you off. He knows you too well to be offended or annoyed.
Also, be glad that do not get snippy with me when Samael isn't narking. Samael could easily be like, "Listen, I'm not the bitch who stole the Loretto, whatever grimoire."
I didn't steal it. It was given to me. Their heir stole it.
Either way, it was stolen.
Does it really count as stealing when it's from their own family?
Yes. So, Samael isn't narking. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. This night is just full of begrudging thanks. I shouldn't thank you for this, but I guess you helped. This is something
I should be saying thank you for.
But I guess I asked you to help, and you got rid of the ghost, so...
Fia's just there like, how many fingers does this monkey's paw have?
Yep. It's like, well, I got what I asked for. In the worst way possible that I should not be thanking you for, but you did what I asked.
Exactly.
So yeah, Enzo waves you off, tells you to not set any more fires before morning. You go back, presumably, to Zyra's room, have to sneak in because her bodyguards are outside her room again. That's how it always goes now. And back with Fia and Lorenzo. He's escorting you to his chambers. Mm-hmm. I hope you'll forgive the impertinence of me bringing you here myself.
Of course. I don't really think you could ask anyone else to.
Not likely at this hour.
Not likely that you should at almost any, I suppose.
You have a point. Are you all right? Why are you sorry?
For all of this.
You didn't bring the thing here.
Not willfully. But I had what it wanted.
What did it want? That book, yes? You all were talking about? I mean, I still don't think that's your fault. How could you have known that they would send ghosts after it?
I suppose I couldn't. I didn't really think twice about Fiore giving it to me. Perhaps I should have, but...
What's done is done. Vivi has it, yes?
Yes.
Then she's very competent. I'm sure she'll take good care of it. And in the morning you can, well, not Cinderella since she's still recovering, but Enzo is very competent, magician himself. I'm sure he can put it somewhere safe. We do have vaults for arcane objects, you know. Much better warded. And he frowns. He's not any kind of magician himself, but he knows that the house is, like, he knows rudimentary what, you know, a noble would need to know. The walls were warded. How did it get in?
It's a good question. I had to ward myself and then supernaturally ward the bookcase to even keep it from grabbing it. It dispelled my wards and my glamours almost immediately. I didn't think ghosts could do that.
I know nothing about ghosts, so...
I probably don't know much more. My magic deals more with things that are living.
I think that sounds like a better thing to deal with, personally. All the necromancy and the mausoleum and the never really enjoyed that place.
I can't say I do either.
I understand that part of the city is necessary, but
are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. A little head hurts a little bit, but I'm all right. I'm sorry I couldn't stop it from, well, you stopped it from doing anything terrible, so.
I tried, at least. Wish I could have held it a bit better, but...
Everyone got out with Jolmeef. Yeah. Everyone got out with a few bruises. So. Is that anything worse? I count that a win.
I suppose you're right.
Come now. Let's get you to bed. And you can worry about the world again in the morning.
Sounds a good idea. And I appreciate that you came running like that.
How could I not? And I think this is about where you reach his door. And he bows over your hand, gives it a kiss.
No, I don't think I've seen you. Well, I've seen you without your mask once, but
his hand goes to his face like he didn't even realize it was missing. I should probably grab that before I go.
Maybe. I probably should have grabbed mine on the way out of the room, too.
I'll have a servant fetch it for you.
Thank you.
Good night, Fia. Sleep well.
You too, Lorenzo.
And maybe less than a half hour later, Vivi, you find yourself standing out in front of Lorenzo's door.
So I'm definitely going to listen at the door to make sure Lorenzo's not in there first.
Fia, are you doing anything that would make noise?
Not a significant amount, but I don't think she's asleep yet, so you can probably hear general sounds of someone moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no talking or anything, so.
Okay. I'm gonna quietly ease the door open. Kind of peek in, see what I see.
I think he is there, probably having something to drink. And she was, writing something down a little bit. But otherwise, just kind of looking very tired and a little upset. But
yeah, that about tracks for tonight.
At least the rooms are pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very nice.
They've got this gorgeous forest motif.
Perfect.
So yeah, I'm gonna
right at home.
I'm gonna step in and I'm gonna make sure that when I close the door, there's the audible click. Because I want that to get your attention so I don't just come up to you and, startle you.
Yeah, I think she looks up.
I'm glad to see you all right.
You too.
I brought this back for you, and I bring the book back to you.
There it is, unharmed.
Thank you.
What?
I'll have to hand this over to someone else tomorrow, I suppose, but...
The fact that... Ghosts are not supposed to be able to cast spells. Am I wrong there?
Not that I was aware of.
That is concerning.
I'm not a ghost expert, but...
I should tell you, since you are going to be giving this book over, perhaps you can report it to them. There was a woman standing outside when I went out the window. And I'll describe her as well I can.
Yep, you get long coat, chestnut hair pulled back, glasses.
Doesn't ring any bells or anything, does it?
I don't think it would.
Okay.
No. I think we can assume that she is one of the Lovells. Perhaps she was the one who called the ghost there.
That would make sense.
She unfortunately took note of me. I was not trying to hide once I left the room. I was trying to be quick.
No, that was smart. There was no guarantee I'd have been able to hold it, so...
You did well.
So people keep telling me.
And you do not think so?
I don't know. I know ghosts aren't my wheelhouse. My magic deals with nature and fairy things that are alive. But it still feels like I caused a lot of trouble.
I would not say that this is your fault.
I brought the book here. I kept it here. I didn't tell anyone else I had it.
I think the house will find having this book to be quite the boon and worth the trouble.
I hope you're right.
Getting one up on the Lovells?
Thinking badly of me?
I am convinced that those in House Bastion will be eager to uncover the secrets that the Lovells are hiding. So I do not think you need to worry there.
Hopefully. Really don't need. Well, any ill attention right now.
No, I suppose not.
Did you see Samael or Zyra on your way back?
No, I was not aware that they were here.
They weren't here. Yeah, they were at my room. Well, that's why I'm here.
Did you not feel safe in your chambers?
Samael helped. The ghost. In a way that means I can't be in my room until it wears off.
I just kind of tilt my head.
Basically blocked all magic from that wing of the house, which includes mine, which is not as bad as the iron, but does still make me a little sick.
Ah.
So Lorenzo put me up here.
Well, that was very generous of him.
Yes, it was. And her face is very red.
I don't push on that.
So, who told you where to find me then?
What is the name of the maid?
Oh gosh, now she's important enough to have a name?
I'm sorry.
Her name is Marion.
Why would you say that, Peter?
Obviously she's the maid, comma Marion.
Oh my god. No. Vetoed.
Isabella, what's another Bernice. Italian name? Okay, that works.
Her name is Bernice.
I found Bernice in the kitchens. And she did not say where you had gone.
And then I just let that hang in the air.
I suppose I have to appreciate her discretion there. There's no way of knowing that you already, well, knew. Poor girl, she got so much tonight.
Let's just say she would not be very good at playing the cards with the bluffs.
And I just kind of smile at that.
I mean, she did get hit with a lot tonight. Between the ghost and the blow to the head, and then seeing Zyra and Samael and me and Lorenzo. I can imagine she's a little shaken.
I can imagine. I will be heading back soon to help her get some sleep. Make sure that she knows that someone has her back.
It's probably good of you.
And I assume you will be quite safe here.
Probably. I can't imagine. Well, it's probably warded to begin with, and I can't imagine Lorenzo wouldn't have someone watching the wing. Whether he told me so or not.
I just nod. Like, yeah, he definitely put a guard or two on you. Come on.
Oh yeah, Fia knows it. It's like, I wish he wouldn't, but I know he did.
I'm glad that he did, because you might get attacked again.
Fair.
And now that's one less thing I have to worry about.
Suppose I'll try to keep this safe until morning, and then go see Lord Enzo about finding somewhere safer for it.
This sounds like a smart plan.
What's your plan now? Just get some rest?
I nod.
Probably wise. It's very late.
Yes, this was not how I intended to spend my night, but I am glad that
me
I am glad that you and everyone else is mostly unarmed.
Me too.
And I think I put a hand on your shoulder briefly, and I say, "And don't sell yourself short. You did much more against that ghost than I could have done, and I am thankful that you were there."
What Lorenzo said too.
I can command no magic, so I don't know what else I could have done except take it and run and hope that I am faster than a ghost, and I'm glad I did not have to test that, so.
I'm glad you didn't have to test it either. Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
Try to get some sleep.
I will. I promise.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that Vivi's gonna head off down to the servants' quarters and make sure that Bernice is also okay and able to get some sleep.
Yeah, Bernice is grateful that you come back. She's finished most of her tea. She offers to make you one, to make you a cup before bed. But eventually off the two of you go. And the house is safe, at least for the night. In the morning, Fia, you give Enzo the book?
Yep.
He accepts it gratefully. Very surprised that you have it, one. Also, you can tell he's planning on reading this whole fucking book.
Oh yeah, Fia already read the whole thing, so she's
But he's, yeah, regretfully closes it when you give it to him. Thank you, Lady Fia. I will ensure this gets into the vault. And we will start working on fixing the weave in your room.
Much appreciated. I would like to be able to go back.
Yes, I can't imagine the servants' quarters are very comfortable. Or wherever they have you.
No. No, I can't imagine they are.
Yeah, he gives you like an odd quirk of the eyebrow when you phrase it that way. But yeah, off he goes.
She's trying very hard to lie without lying. Cause she knows she's not a good liar. And it's not working.
Vivi needs to teach you some things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Fia is just naturally not a good liar.
Because... All you gotta say is that no, the servants' quarters are uncomfortable. That's just true.
I think she was just a little caught off guard there. She's usually better at this. Just like, oh, nope, blustered. Never mind. I'm gonna stop talking.
Incredible. Alright. And yeah. I know
the issue is Samael lies to this man all the time.
And sometimes he even believes you.
Fia's a fae!
Yeah, that's the issue.
That's why you gotta learn how to lie without lying. You gotta misdirect.
She's usually better at that, but I think in the moment she was a little flustered and forgot how.
Fair enough.
And was very glad for having her mask back so we couldn't see her full face. It's like, I normally don't like wearing this thing, but right now, blessing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Roll With It, where we truly ain't scared of no ghosts. Or, well, some of us aren't. And some of us are now being moved to a very different wing of the house because apparently some people need magic to live comfortably and definitely aren't just using it as an excuse to smooch a noble paramour. Thank you again to a couple of drakes for creating such an awesome game. I also want to thank St. Guard and Estany for joining us for this game. You can find St. Guard on Twitter at St. Guardly and on Twitch at St. Guard. And you can find Estany on Twitter and Twitch at Estany. You can find us at RollWithItAP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, Tumblr, and WordPress, where we'll post updates about the podcast and transcriptions of the episodes for accessibility purposes. You can find me, Peter, at TheChaoticSuper on Tumblr. You can find Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, TheInvulnerableTide on Instagram and itch.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find Kelsey at IslanderScaper on Twitter, Ko-fi, itch.io, and Instagram. Music by Ader41 from Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your ease, and on behalf of the entire Just Roll With It team, I hope that you come back next time to see how the Skylarks begin planning their final, and perhaps most dangerous mission yet, for this game.